This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, he's back from the PTA to slay the FDA. It's Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Jonathan, it's good to have you back.
Robert, it's good to be back.
We always miss you. Cheryl and I enjoy our time together as well, but my goodness, to not have the FDA Dragon Slayer with us is kind of like a little emptiness, but it's all back. The gang's all back together, and we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, folks listening around the country, listening live, concerned about the people in Florida and coastal Georgia and South Carolina, all under severe threat of a temporarily, at least now, a Category 5 Hurricane Irma. Nobody knows exactly where it's going to landfall, but anywhere down there, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, it looks like it's going to bear the brunt of the initial assault. And you talk about a lot of, I used to live down there, millions of people living between the Atlantic Ocean and the Everglades and nowhere to go. So a lot of people are evacuating. The roads are clogged, but all our prayers with everybody, including myself here, as we figure out what to do. But for now, we've got the sacred fire of liberty going on, Jonathan.
Well, my best to you, Robert, and everybody in Florida. It's a horrible situation, and I just, it's an enormous threat to the safety and welfare of a lot of people. So
yeah,
we're thinking of them.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And my son, of course, very politically astute, he shows me a video of really, you know, some words are politically incorrect, but to say libtard would be correct in this case, because they're claiming that Donald Trump has somehow created this hurricane because he doesn't like Hispanic people in South Florida. I mean, the insanity with which some people will sink to kind of explain just nonsense stuff away. And in the meantime, Cheryl's writing some good stuff about who the real villain is in DACA.
Hey, yeah, I was just listening to what you were saying with a giggle, because just a week ago it was climate change. So I see that they've moved on and now they're blaming Trump. So that's refreshing. The argument's changing a little bit. But yeah, in regards to this whole DACA furor that's going on, first off, I don't get why liberals especially are upset with Donald Trump, because his order about DACA ends it, but it actually puts it in Congress's hand to deal with, which is where it should have been. And he also came out and said, if Congress doesn't deal with it, basically, don't worry, we'll fix it. So he's kind of telecasting to the DACA recipients, the dreamers, that don't worry, you won't be deported. But you have to remember, DACA was started by Barack Obama with a unilateral action. So it never belonged in the hands of the executive anyhow. And Trump is simply putting it back in the hands of Congress, where it rightly legislatively belongs.
Jonathan, your knowledge of the Constitution is pretty exhaustive. Your perspective on this, I mean, does the executive branch, an Obama or a Trump, have the power to write a policy as it relates to immigration, like what Obama did with this DACA Act that wasn't really an act?
No. The president has the authority to enforce the law, not to make it. And It's Congress's constitutional duty to make all laws. So when you change the organic law, the law of immigration in this country is given to us by Congress, not by the president, as the Constitution requires. But Obama saw fit to change the law in a dictatorial manner, and Trump is unwilling to do that. He's done the right thing by declaring that he will not take any action to enforce DACA, and he's also done the right thing to say that it will remain unenforced until Congress acts, and he has prudently given them a term of a period of time to act. And if they don't get their act together, which is likely, they'll come up with a proposal. Nothing is going to satisfy everyone. These people are illegal, even though they're children, they're here illegally. And you can only change that either by making what they did legal through amnesty, which causes a massive influx of people across the border, or you impose some sort of sanction that either prevents them from becoming citizens, gives them more time to go back, or requires they become citizens only upon establishment of merit and the ability to pay taxes or otherwise contribute significantly to our society. And the difficult factor is how to resolve all of this. I think if you're a patriot and you're serving your country in the military, you came over here as a child, and you turned into an American citizen by your deeds, you're contributing to our economy, all those factors ought to be weighed in, taken into account. And if you are a taxpayer and an honest person, why not let them stay here? But as far as anyone else, if you're on welfare or if you're a burden to society in any other way, or you're a criminal, kick them out.
Well, no other country would allow them to be here based on these factors, unless they were, as you said, somehow contributing and being a benefit to the culture and society they've entered. Cheryl, is it true that Obama himself says he's not a king and he couldn't do what he ended up doing?
Yeah, he said that. I think the head count on that was something like 22 times that Obama said that statement in various forms. Between 2009 and 2012, I think it was. So here's the president who admitted himself that he does not have the authority to act unilaterally on immigration policy, and yet that's what he did with DACA. And now you have the left just going after Trump, calling him cruel, heartless. The talking point really is cruel. But really, Obama's the one that was a little bit cruel, because when he acted without the Congress, which is where this policy would rightfully have to stem from. He did it in a way that he put his agenda above, say, even the safety of the minors who are coming across the border without their parents. And to me, that's cruel, because he could not guarantee that these kids were going to be allowed to stay in America for the remainder of their lives. So this whole chaotic situation we're facing right now, this cruel situation that we're facing, that the Dreamers are facing, this was brought on by Obama, not Trump.
Jonathan, our founders knew of the temptation of a king, right, when they established this republic, to not have that on purpose, to separate powers. And I think, weren't there some proposals to make George Washington a king, but George said, nuh-uh, no, that's not what we're here for. Yet, even as limited knowledge that Obama had teaching the Constitution, he violated it. And, of course, the temptation was there because, well, Congress wouldn't act. And that can frustrate anybody. Many people in America are frustrated that in Congress they can't figure out what to do, or do it even if they figure it out. But the temptation was there and would always be there, and they said, no, this is not the role of the executive branch.
That's right. George Washington was extremely conscientious in that regard. Didn't even want to suggest one way or another a vote on the amendments, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, for fear that his position as one of the most popular people, if not the most popular person, surely the most popular person in America, would influence the outcome of the debate. So he interacted with members of Congress behind the scene concerning it so as not to cause the executive to exercise undue influence over the Congress of the United States. And he did that over and over and over again with pieces of legislation. refusing to exercise undue influence, allowing debates to go through full throttle without interfering. There's also the Essex Address by George Washington, where a renegade group of officers had tried to get him to become a dictator because they were dissatisfied with the speed with which Congress was acting to recompense them for their service in the Continental Army.
Mm-hmm.
And he eloquently refused to take that mantle. Mm-hmm. And also went after those that were responsible for trying to create an act of treason. So he was truly remarkable. He set a great example, and Obama is no George Washington, not by a long shot.
No,
more on the dictatorial side. George Washington feared government, feared power, feared concentration of power, and feared abuse by the executive, as did James Madison and Thomas mm-hmm. Jefferson, John Adams even to a degree, and certainly all of them were miles and miles apart from what Obama's conception of government is. Obama views government as an administrative interface of industry and directs and points the economy to an outcome that he thinks is politically favored, like green energy, whether the market supports that or not. And the effect is to create winners and losers in the marketplace. He's so screwed up the United States economy, and he's really hurt a lot of people. 8 years of Obama was more than enough.
Well, Congress was supposed to be a vessel of great deliberation, nothing that was supposed to move too quickly because they didn't want haphazard things made into law. I mean, there was a purpose for slowing down the wheels of government, where people now are saying we want to speed it up. But there's a great danger in that. And in fact, living in a time of one emergency after another, when you read about Law of Nations, very fascinating historical things are not taught in public schools anymore. You recognize that the rule of necessity has no law, and that we're operating in a way where the Constitution is just a word but doesn't have meaning. It's devoid of meaning based on the executive branch overreach or congressional inability or unwillingness to do what that branch is supposed to be doing.
Well, everybody, whether they're in Congress or in the Obama administration, they're trying to see how much they can get away with, not caring whether it's constitutional or not, kind of gleefully skirting the Constitution. They think it's something to be an achievement, regarded as an achievement instead of a desecration of our fundamental charter.
Hmm. Well, I love going into the sacred fire of liberty with you both. We've got another segment here with Cheryl Chumry from Washington Times and Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. They're linked up in the show notes. Go there right now, robertscottbell.com, and we'll continue after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hey, Daniel Bray, Freeman. Why Numana Sterile Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show. Hey, folks, I kind of fought it when Super Don and Cap Morgan said, you got to do a video simulcast of the radio show. But now I'm digging it, especially because I get to talk to Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan Ebord even more during the break. And you got to go back. If you're not listening live via YouTube, that's okay. You can go back. The videos are all available for you to watch at robertscottbell.com or go to RS Bell Media Channel at YouTube. And it gives us a little bit more time to broaden and go deeper on these subjects. And again, Cheryl writes excellently for the Washington Times. We have her latest articles linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Jonathan E. Moore, prolific author as well, doing all his level best to slay that beast there that Cheryl has written about in D.C. So we were talking about the imperial presidency, that concept of, you know, why is it that an Obama or whoever it might have been could sit there and acknowledge, yes, constitutionally, I'm not a king, I'm not an emperor, I can't do this, I can't do this, and then goes ahead and does it? What does it tell you about the rule of law in modern day America, Jonathan?
Well, it tells you that you have people who are willing to hold the office of President of the United States and routinely violate the separation of powers, and to assume the role of legislator and also assume the role of being a judge through the executive branch agencies. So this is an epidemic we have. We have administrative agencies that combine legislative, executive, and judicial powers. Congress delegates those powers to those agencies. It really, in the terms of the framers, would be a gross violation of the Constitution separation of powers doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it is the way it has been since the 1940s. In earnest, these administrative agencies have grown by leaps and bounds. Then you have the Congress of the United States condoning actions by President Obama that resulted in fundamental changes of law, which are only permissible constitutionally by Congress. And you have the agencies of the government, even of the executive branch department heads, refusing to comply with subpoenas issued to them by Congress. You have Congress in its investigatory role as having authority over determining whether laws are being honored. And they're just routinely ignored. You have people like Lois Lerner never testifying, never being punished for it. You've got people like Eric Holder in the Fast and Furious scandal, blatantly lying to Congress and refusing to turn over documents. No assertion of executive privilege. In the just 30 years ago, they would have felt obliged to at least assert executive privilege. Obama ultimately did, but Eric Holder, for better part of several years, just thumbed his nose at Congress, overtly told falsehoods in testimony, mm-hmm. was never made to account.
Well, Cheryl,
people are never made to account.
No, exactly. And men and women who are made not to account learn that pretty quickly, that the game is rigged and they can get away with anything. And then even if they were good going in, it's very rare, like a Ron Paul that maintains integrity throughout the process. Cheryl, where are those men and women?
They're few and far between, aren't they? And, you know, the thing with executive orders and the president running away with his powers, I think during the break you guys made a very good point that needs to be made over and over again from people, for those Americans who think that executive orders are actually a good thing. Once a president breaches that wall, it becomes just all the more easier for the next executive, the next president, to breach it even farther. And we've seen this with executive orders. We've seen it from, you know, Lincoln did this, and then Nixon did this, and then Bill Clinton pushed it a little farther, and now Obama just completely removed all the walls. And what used to be, you know, reined in executive powers has just become, the White House is an extension of Congress, one a kingdom more like. And the next president after Trump, if he or she does not have due regard for the Constitution, it's going to be really easy to historically point back to what Obama did and use that to justify taking even more executive unilateral action.
You know, well said. There's almost no pretense anymore that, for instance, the Constitution would limit something like a private banking organization, a Federal Reserve, from destroying the currency of a nation, which could destroy the nation. And we're going to get into that in a little while with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty, as he's, you know, ongoing and, well, always happening at some point in time, even natural disasters can bleed the bank. Is it the best way to go to allow the federal government to write a blank check because we feel bad about all of the things that are happening? We're going to get to that as well, but the men and women of principle are here in Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley. Appreciate you both so much. Cheryl, looking forward already to have you on next week. It always goes by too quickly.
It sure does. Bye now.
All right, stand by. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Jackson next hour. We are busting Big Pharma all over again. There's some good stuff you want to hear about it related to Gardasil. Jonathan Emord continues after this as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Notes are up. Links are there as well to Norm Singleton and the Campaign for Liberty, who's joining us now. And, of course, Jonathan E. Morg rekindling that sacred fire of liberty every time he is with us. I've got upcoming events in the notes as well. I'll be out in Seattle in mid-October. But before that, we have the Truth About Cancer Live in Orlando. And that's going to be happening. A lot of great healers from all over the world, doctors and non-doctors alike, talking about empowering you to get well and stay well. Right now, Norm, you've got some great blog posts along with Ron Paul at the Campaign for Liberty on the tying of the hurricane aid, Harvey may just be the beginning after Irma hits Florida, to the debt ceiling.
Right, right. That's the something that came up, it's just today. The Senate passed it, and the House will pass it either tomorrow or Friday or Saturday. And it's a really one of the most cynical and just awful maneuvers I've seen in D.C. because this is all designed to stop any debate on whether or not we should increase the debt ceiling. It's designed to stop debate on the big spenders, and it's just designed to just ram this whole thing through because, you know, nobody wants to vote against hurricane relief. They only got the straight bill that just $7 billion on the credit card. I only had three representatives vote against it on the grounds that it's an offset. And so they're trying this now with this debt ceiling and with the CR. And, you know, at some point all this has to stop. But it's really a shame to see, you know, Donald Trump sitting down with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to make this deal and the Republican leadership go along with it, pretending that they're doing it because they have to. But, of course, this was being talked about. I heard it being talked about Tuesday as a Republican proposal, and then all of a sudden it's a deal with the Democrats from Trump that cut the Republican leadership out of it. So you don't really know who to believe, except that probably the worst-case scenario is usually the honest one. And this is an example of why we really need to have the groups like Campaign for Liberty out there and shows like yours to tell the truth, because we can't just rely on the politicians.
No, heck no. I mean, that's an absolute disaster. Listen, they're hooked on heroin, and that heroin is a Federal Reserve note, and the unlimited printing of it, whether it be electronically or actually, it will be the demise. As we know, economically, what ultimately destroyed the Soviet Union was they couldn't keep going economically. You know, forget the horrible nature of socialism and communism. That's bad enough, but they could keep going as long as they had access to money or raw materials that they can convert to that. So we are now at a point where the heroin is converted to fentanyl, which we talk about on this show as a drug that is so dangerous, even at a milligram dose, it can kill you. And yet, Democrats and most Republicans at this point don't want to deal with this issue because, of course, the PR and the media, the way it goes, will say you just hate government, you hate people, and you want them to die of starvation because you're speaking about limits to the growth of government and the largesse of government, which, of course, is via theft in order to make it happen. And so, Jonathan, we're at a point now where I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but man, oh man, if there's no party left that will put the brakes on the unlimited growth of government, what have we left?
Well, we have a crisis, and we have a very high probability that without the brakes on government spending, and the brakes are inadequate, we really need to substantially cut so that we're a lot smaller. Without that kind of a emphasis, you've got a runaway government where government grows by leaps and bounds, spending is unchecked and grows, debt for the country continues to amass, and then sooner or later there will be a day of reckoning when all of this collapses, the weight on the private sector is immense, the amount of debt that has to be repaid is overwhelming, we default, we lose our position as being the world's reserve currency, someone like China steps in and replaces us, and then we live our lives with an ever-decreasing standard of living. Mm-hmm. That's not American greatness. That's the decline of the American empire. That's the loss of the United States as a primary force in the world for freedom and free markets.
But isn't it about the drug addicts?
It's ruinous.
They end up doing themselves in, addicts, right? And we're addicted to free or cheap money at this point. And, you know, Norm, I believe Rand Paul suggested that, hey, you know, you want to give $8.7 billion in aid to Harvey victims. How about cutting that money from foreign aid, for instance?
All right.
Right?
Right.
And what do they, how do they respond?
Well, I mean, Not just from foreign aid, from Pakistan, the country that sheltered bin Laden. I mean, I don't know if the government was aware of, was involved in that, but they are holding the doctor who actually helped the United States government get finger or identify where bin Laden was. He's still in prison. President Trump, when he announced his new strategy for Afghanistan, said that we're going to go after Pakistan. Well, why are we giving these people aid? Why are we giving this government aid when people are being flooded out? And, of course, you know, Senator Paul, as you know, I know because, for obvious reasons, I know that Senator Paul's own family has been affected by by this hurricane. So I don't think you can accuse him of lacking compassion when, you know, his parents have been flooded in and flooded in their house. And of course, his father doesn't really want the federal government to help him. And I will tell you again something else that was up on our site, Dr. Paul's column from this week. One of the reasons that that this aid is a bad idea is every time there was a hurricane or a flood or something like that in the district, and Ron would vote against the funding for FEMA, we'd get a lot of complaints from people. You know, I lost my house, I need to rebuild it. How dare you? You know, you're supposed to be my representative. You're carrying this to an extreme, and because I need help, and the people down here need help. And what you would have though is like 3 to 6 months later, people would call, right, or they'd stop by the office, either in Texas or they'd have to come to D.C. for business, and they would tell me, or they would tell Ron, or they would tell other members of the staff. You know, I think you were actually right to vote against that aid, because I can't get anything done with FEMA, and not only that, but they're telling me now that I can't just do it myself. And we'd be better off if D.C. would just leave us alone and let us rebuild.
And what about the largesse and generosity of the American people? Look at that NFL player. What's it, J.J. Watt or something? I can't remember. But he raised, yeah. I think he was targeting a few hundred thousand. I think he raised $20 million or $200 million privately.
Yes. Well, look at President Trump himself giving $1 million of his own money. And, you know, there'll be others like that. There'll be other grants like that. There'll be other efforts. There'll be charity events, charity concerts, and that'll happen in both Texas and Florida. And just imagine how much more charity we'd have. Imagine if Jonathan's proposal for tax credits for medical treatment was in there. How many people who are suffering going to suffer health effects because of the trauma of having to leave and or being shut in their homes in these conditions, how much easier it'd be them to get medical care.
Sure. And imagine if the federal government would allow all forms of healing to compete in a free marketplace of ideas to address those very health issues, how much the price would come down and how much, I believe, from my experience, the success in helping those people would go up. Jonathan, again, another aspect where we're seeing the evidence that the more government gets involved, the less efficient it becomes and the more people are harmed, which is the argument. Government aid makes disasters even worse, which is it's a hard sell, I admit, right now. People can't see this because they're suffering, but we have to have the adult discussion.
Well, why not, instead of all this government planning as the solution, giving government agencies the money to go help people and all that sort of thing, why not do something really helpful, like eliminate people's personal property taxes, eliminate their income tax, eliminate their state taxes, eliminate all taxation whatsoever for those adversely affected by this catastrophe? Why not give them tax breaks and credits for businesses down there to recover? Why not give them substantial tax cuts to do it? Why not create enterprise zones where you have everybody in the whole zone either given no tax or, and you know, that's the solution is to get government out of the way and allow the private sector to work. When these places are rebuilt, they're not rebuilt by government. When you talk about bricks and mortar, that's coming from private sector activities. It's insurance companies. People are privately insured. Those that are not insured are even helped through charities, various people coming in there. Why not let every American in the United States experience a substantial tax reduction if he or she has the wherewithal to make a financial contribution to her, to the victims of that hurricane, Harvey? Let them make all those donations. You realize how much money? You realize with a lottery how much money comes in from people just giving a few dollars? What if you could give any amount of money to the victims of the hurricane that you wanted to, and every single contribution you gave to a family or to others resulted in it not just a dollar for dollar reduction in your taxes, but for every dollar, $1.50, $2 reduction. You realize everybody, companies included, would start pouring money into those zones and they would be taken care of without a single tax dollar going down there.
No more Federal Reserve notes needing to be printed to fill the bill there, so to
speak.
Instead of
having a FEMA, what we ought to have is a bill that allows for an instantaneous reduction in taxation whenever the president declares that a region for everybody in the United States to help declares a region to suffer a calamity of this sort. Why not do that instead? Why do we always have to have a government program, the most inefficient means of expending money, the most in uncaring system for handling a catastrophe or personal needs? Why do we always have to go that route? We did it with a Great Society, absolute failure. Johnson administration spent billions. We did it with the war on cancer, billions and billions more. We still all have cancer. Where is this going? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times do we have to fail in choosing government systems? There's nothing magic about government. It's the worst means by which to solve a problem because politics imbues everything. Yeah. Why not make it pure charity?
Instead of black magic, the black magic of government. How about that, folks? Adult discussion happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Mort and Norm Singleton. Kids are welcome, too, of course. And they probably get this better than they do the crazy stuff of just magic fairy dust from Washington, D.C. Come on, stop telling those fairy tales, folks. Join us. The Sacred Fire of Liberty continues on this break coming up if you're watching on YouTube, and then we'll be back here on radio as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I feel it. Do you feel it? If you don't, you're not watching the YouTube. You got to hear what Jonathan just related. I don't know if we have time to relate it again here, but the idea of freedom is not, let's say, an intangible. You can't. I guess what you said, what I'm saying is, it's more than something you can taste and touch and see. There's a spiritual element to it. And I say the dawning of the American Republic was a spiritual quest. And, you know, I talk about healing from, an energetic level as well. And Norm, Jonathan was just talking about the whole idea of, you know, when you take from somebody, you know, their economic viability, you take part of their freedom away from them. And then what you do with that you've stolen doesn't come back. If it does, it comes back fractionally. So there's not a true benefit. I think this goes into the heart of why government aid makes disasters even worse. And what you and Ron Paul were writing about at the Campaign for Liberty.
It does. And also what happens is people get trapped. They can't save. And as Jonathan has pointed out, they're taxed away by property income taxes, so they can't save, they can't prepare for a rainy day. Literally in this case, so when a rainy day comes, they have to go to the government because that's where the money is. If their income goes so quickly because of inflation, their health care is controlled by the government, and the government solution is to always just, you know, give another government program. And they're told that, retirement, don't worry about it because there's Social Security and Medicare. And so it really does, you know, the government is designed to trap people in a dependency.
Well, it is. It's a trap that we've been stuck in for generations now, to the point where we see the millennials, not all of them, but many of them, were so drawn to the Bernie Sanders concept of give you stuff for free, which of course is untenable because spiritually it doesn't work, much less economically.
And don't forget the regulatory state, which Jonathan does such great work fighting against, and things like occupational licenses and licenses you know, women, stay-at-home moms can't even run a, if they try to run a daycare, they're without getting government permission. And of course, that costs thousands of dollars they don't have, or do open a hair salon to help the women in the neighborhood, and they can make a little extra income. Government will come in and crack them down. I mean, crying out loud, kids' lemonade stands have been shut down by police because they're because they're not a licensed food operator. And I mean, we can't even flush the toilet without the government sticking its nose and nose into our business anymore. I mean, that's just how far away from a free society we've gotten. I mean, it's just absurd. And at some point, this is all going to have to come to an end. And things and shenanigans like we see going on today, this week, with just, you know, just forget about paying for hurricane relief. Let's not cut any money from that's going to a government that is actively hostile to our interests, that plays both sides of the coin between us and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You know, even though President Trump said we're going to be tough with them, but we're not going to cut a penny of their aid to send some of it down to Houston. We're just going to send all that money on the credit card. And who's going to end up paying for it? You know who's going to end up paying for it? Maybe not you and I, but our children.
Our kids and grandkids.
You know, my little godson Leo. I don't know how much he owes the national debt right now, but I know it's going to go up because of what's
going on. Well, dude, he's going to have to repudiate it, or else he's going to live in slavery and bondage in history. I don't want that to happen to any of our kids.
Yep.
Jonathan, we had a nice comment from Not a Doc out there listening, and he says, refreshing to hear a man like Emord who knows the Constitution talk history and law. They're loving you, Jonathan.
Well, that's flattering. I wish more people were like him. We need Americans to stand up for this precious thing called liberty. And so few Americans these days either understand it or even if they understand it are willing to poke their heads above the parapet and defend it. Mm-hmm. It's we're under siege.
And I should say, when I refer to Congress as bozos, I apologize that he clowns out in the audience. But
yes, we didn't mean to insult any clowns by calling Congress bozos. Well said, Norm. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Check it out. We got this going every week here with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Very special times together. Thank you both for being here. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Intrepid reporter, independent journalist Jeffrey Jackson talking Gardasil in Ireland and more, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.